Good morning. It's 21 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. It is Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Steve Skinner with your KFFR CoronaCast. Joining me on the phone right now, socially distant but still close at hand, we've got Nikki Cimino. She is a fifth grade teacher at Fraser Valley Elementary. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So nice of you to check in with us. How's it going?
It's going good. I have to say, we've been talking to the kids about their voices being on the radio, and I kind of know how they feel now. They're very excited, but also a little nervous.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Coming up on the 28th, you're going to have your version of a graduation from fifth grade. Tell everybody about what normally happens at Fraser Valley Elementary on this date.
Normally at our fifth grade graduation, which we call the Celebration of Learning, it's a very student-centered event. All the parents come and family members come into our library, and the students stand in the front and they read reflections of their years at Fraser Valley Elementary. And then they get a certificate, and there's usually a lot of crying that goes on at this celebration, mostly from the parents, because it is, you know, it's a big deal when their students graduate from fifth grade and they're moving on to middle school. It's a big transition.
How many kids are moving on this semester?
We have 42 at Fraser Valley Elementary, two fifth grade classes. I teach one, and my teaching partner, Amy Horton, teaches the other.
Miss Horton.
Yes.
I've met her. That's awesome.
Yes.
So why are people crying? What are the kids saying? What does the ceremony look like? What are the kind of memories and things do they share?
Well, they usually talk a lot about their teachers during their reflections. That seems to be something that's very popular, how much their teachers throughout the years have meant to them at Fraser Valley Elementary. And we give them all kinds of questions that they can answer for their reflections. So every kid's answer is different. Some of them talk about their favorite books that they've read or something that they've really overcome during their years at Fraser Valley Elementary. And, you know, it's just a big moment and it's really focused on the kids. It's not, the teachers don't even talk during the ceremony. Dr. Chamberlain does a little bit of a welcome and a farewell at the end. We also play a slideshow with pictures, and that really gets the waterworks going. We put in baby pictures and then pictures of the kids throughout their fifth grade year. And then also the kids often sing a song to their parents, so they work with the music teacher on that. So it's just a really wonderful time to celebrate the kids and how far they've come in their elementary years.
Oh, I'm such a sucker for these kinds of things. I love the music and then just the reflections and, of course, the photographs. That's what really gets you for sure when you see how those kids are growing. Talking to Nikki Cimino about the Celebration of Learning at Fraser Valley Elementary School, and it's coming up on the 28th, so you've had to make a transition, I'm sure. Let's talk about what we're doing.
Okay. Well, Steve, thank you, because if it weren't for you, I don't know what we would be doing. But we were brainstorming, Amy Horton, Dr. Chamberlain, and I were brainstorming what can we do to make this special for the fifth grade. And we were bouncing off a lot of ideas, and some were pretty grand and some not so grand. But we finally settled on we want to do something where all the families can be together safely, which basically means in their cars at this point. So we're going to have all the kids park in the school parking lot with their families. And then it's going to be on the radio. The whole celebration is going to be done on the radio. And when I reached out to you, you were just right away, oh, we'd love to help you out with this. So we really appreciate that. Dr. Chamberlain will call in and do a welcome for all the families. And then Amy and I have been recording the students' reflections over the last couple of weeks. So those are almost ready to go. We'll send that to you and you'll play that over the radio. And the kids will be sitting in their cars with their families tuned in to KFFR, and they'll get to listen to the whole ceremony on the radio. So they are really excited about it because, of course, they're kind of famous now.
If they're not now, they will be.
Right. Right.
So how long do you anticipate the program will last?
I think we have it scheduled from 11 till about noon right now, and I think it will last pretty much that whole time. Their reflections are maybe a little longer than we thought at first, so I think that's going to be between 30 to 40 minutes. So, you know, 42 kids and they're all talking for anywhere between 30 seconds to about a minute.
Well, that must seem long to you, but that seems like a short little reflection. I'm sure they'll be quite potent.
Yes, I think they will be. I think they'll be very meaningful. And I'm glad that they get to actually experience that as together as we can be.
So how have you found the kids responding to being recorded? That's always a new experience for kids when they hear their voice.
Yes, that's true. So we have been meeting virtually with our kids every week, several times a week throughout distance learning. And we found that we could actually record them during our meetings, even individual students. We could have about five on at a time, but just record one, which was great. So that's kind of how we did it. Ms. Horton and I were talking about when we do this live, we spend a lot of time prepping the kids and practicing with them. And so we didn't really have that this time. And I would say a lot of kids were pretty nervous doing their reflections. So some were great. Some maybe had less emotion than they might if they were doing it live. But you kind of, you know, it kind of is what it is. And they'll have this forever. We're including their reflections in the slideshow this year as well. So that will be sent out to families afterwards to watch over and over as many times as they wish.
Oh, that's awesome. Talking to Nikki Cimino about fifth grade. Now, tell us about this transition you've had to make and your students have had to make to online learning. These kids are still pretty young. They're on the cusp of exploding into the world. How has that gone for them?
You know, I'm really proud of our students and our parents and our school, really. We had to really come together quickly to put something out for students, and we did it. And our district, we were able to get Chromebooks to every kid in our district, which is pretty amazing. And considering what you've heard kind of nationwide about the challenges of distance learning, I feel like we just really took it and ran with it and did the best that we could. Our parents have been very supportive and, you know, it's been challenging and frustrating at times. It's hard for the kids. It's hard to stay motivated. It's hard for the parents sometimes and challenging with the technology that they're not used to. But I feel like everyone's really risen to the occasion and done the best that they can. And our district has made it known that the most important part of this distance learning for us has been staying connected with kids and families. And I feel like we've done a good job with that.
And Nikki, tell us, how did you afford to give all the students these Chromebooks?
Well, that's a great question. We, our district already had one-to-one Chromebooks with students for third grade up through 12th grade. In the elementary school, the Chromebooks stay at school. But starting middle school, so 6th through 12th grade, the students actually bring their Chromebooks home every day. So we already had a lot of Chromebooks, which was awesome. And, you know, there's a whole history to how we got the money for that, mostly through grants. And then we were able to scrounge up a lot of older Chromebooks that we were able to give to the students and some newer Chromebooks and unused Chromebooks for that those K through second grade, kindergarten through second grade.
Talking to Nikki Cimino, she's a fifth grade teacher at Fraser Valley Elementary. Talk about what's going to happen with the school for next year? Do you have plans? Do you have contingency plans? Do you know what's happening?
That is a great question. We are in talks about it, and our district is planning to let everyone know. I believe it's in July, but I'm not really, please don't quote me on that. I don't know for sure, but they do have several different contingency plans in place. I think we all feel that it's really important that we get back to school, if at all possible, in some way or fashion. And so they are going to be working really hard to make sure that that happens. So I think they're going to be meeting with teachers. They're going to have parent input and community input. And of course, be working very closely with public health on the best way to go about that in the fall. But I think we all feel that it's important that we get back to some type of in-class school.
And Nikki, how are you doing individually with your family? How are you guys hanging in there during this?
You know, we're doing pretty well. I have one high schooler and he has, you know, managed to do very well in his classes with the online learning, keeping up with them. He's a sophomore, so he has some pretty challenging classes, but he's done well. We have two college students who it was difficult for them because they lost out on that year. You know, one is a freshman at CU, and she had to come home in the spring of her freshman year, which was a kind of a bummer. But they're all doing well. They made the transition to distance learning, and you know, our family's doing well. I would say personally for me, I really, really miss my students. And I think every teacher in Grand County would say the same thing. You know, I've had some tears. I went into my classroom this weekend and was trying to kind of wrap up some things, close out my classroom a little bit, get things prepared for our celebration of learning. And it was hard to be back in there. It's hard to be there without the kids.
Well, I think I speak on behalf of many of us in Grant County when I thank you and all the other teachers who have had to make this transition while still juggling family and even more family responsibilities than perhaps before, especially with you, with kids coming home from college and all that kind of thing. And of course, Rich, you've got a lot, you've got your hands full. So thank you so much, Nikki, for all you're doing. Really, really are appreciated by a lot of us in the community. And we're every time I meet kids or teachers from Fraser Valley Elementary, I'm always super, super impressed. So thank you so much for that. And is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, Nikki?
I just would like to say that, you know, I do work in an amazing school. I love Fraser Valley Elementary. We have great teachers, great students. We have a great district. And we just want to say that I think, you know, I think what we've learned through all of this is how important our schools are to our community and how important our school is for our kids and their development, not just academically, but socially as well. And I think, you know, that's one thing that maybe has come out of this is that people are really understanding that the schools are really the heart of our community for our families.
Nikki Cimino, fifth grade teacher at Fraser Valley Elementary. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Steve. We're looking forward to next week.
Okay, we'll be here. That is coming up on the 28th, Celebration of Learning on KFFR.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. there's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go away.